Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
When God told Eve about the coming war between the devil and her seed, he wasn't finished. Quote, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." Genesis 3:16. They say few things are as joyful as bringing a child into the world, and few things are as painful as bringing a child into the world. Obviously, I'm not the one to opine about the pains of childbirth, but I have stood beside my dear wife as she heroically brought 7 children into the world. That's right, 2 boys and 5 girls. There are many sorrows associated with childbirth. My oldest has the sorrow of boys with severe autism. Other daughters have had the sorrow of not bearing children when they longed for them. Still another lost a little one in the womb. And some now struggle with the challenges of raising children in a world cut loose from its creator. The Hebrew for greatly multiplied is multiplying, I will multiply. And it's difficult to avoid this because of part 2. Your desire shall be for your husband. You will find it almost impossible to shun the great pain and peril of childbearing because you'll also have a strong desire and appetite towards being one with your husband. Oh, the predicament the human race finds itself in because of going our own way. Ironically, Adam could still see the bright side. And so even though the race was dying, Adam by faith called his wife Eve, which means the mother of all living. Imagine each contributing 1 cell, then seeing a child develop from this. What potential! Instead of a power struggle over ruling, what a joy when we have mutual submission in the home, turning the battle of the sexes into the blessings of a godly family.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.